Glory! Glory! Amanda, is Amanda ready? Are you doing it today? You're not? Okay. All right. I need Dylan to come up here. I need Dylan. Ladies, we got something special for every last lady in here. Dylan's going to be our hander outer. The man, the myth, the legend, Dylan. Okay, I want you to make sure every lady has one. Just pass one out to every lady. All right? You can let them pull it out if you'd like. Just pull it out, let them pull it out, or you can pass it to them. Okay? Every lady, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, whether you're here with a man or you're here by yourself, it's okay. Everybody, every lady gets a Valentine today. And there's a little card in it, and it says, every day. Well, trust me, there's a card in there. Y'all might be able to read it. I had to put on a magnifying glass. Looks after you. There we go. I got light now. Okay, go ahead. Keep on. Cares for you. Second. There you go. It's got the scriptures there. So every lady, every female in here has got one coming to you. Dylan's passed them out. If you didn't get one, when Dylan gets through, raise your hand. We'll make sure you get one. Okay, if you haven't got one already, raise your hand. All the ladies, you haven't got one. It's for every lady in this place. Don't let any ladies be without. Dylan and I put this together. Ladies up here, you got this? Okay, yeah. We'll get you. How many over here? Two? Three? Okay, three ladies. All right, three more over here, Dylan, and we'll be through. Good job, Dylan. That was awesome. Thank you. Me and Dylan put this together the other night. All right. If any lady in here did not get a gift, please raise your hand. We'll make sure you got one. Every female, let's put every female. All right. And if you got a female at home that you wanted, that you're here tonight and she's not with you, raise your hand. We'll make sure you get one to her too. And guys, if you secretly like to use hand cream, we'll give one to you too. We'll put it in the back so you can get it after service. Thank you, Dylan. You're the man, bro. You sit right there. Be fine. Thank you. Isn't God good? All the time, God is good. Now, what would Valentine's Day be without dad jokes? Now, ready for some dad jokes? Sometimes dad jokes, actually the D should be replaced with B. Bad jokes. All right, here it goes. Ready? Why did the two lovers end up in jail? Because they stole each other's hearts. I told you it's dad, bad dad jokes. Number two, what do you call two birds in love? Tweethearts. All right. What did the stamp say to the Valentine card? I'm stuck on you. That ain't flashing. What's going on? Why did the skeleton get no Valentine? Because he didn't have any guts, have guts to ask anyone out. You might just turn that off. Something's blinking. I don't know which one over here. Where's everyone's blinking? Yeah, whichever one's blinking, kill it. The one that's helping me read, well, that's okay. I'm going to have to do without it. Because it's going to help me fall to stage two. All right. All right. What do you call a very small Valentine? A Valentine-y. I know, but it's dad jokes. I told you ahead of time, it's dad jokes. All right. Why did the candle fall in love? It found someone who really lit up its life. You can at least give me a little bit of love, all right? All right. Here's the last one. All right. What do you call a boat full of couples on Valentine's Day? A relationship. Give the ham a hand. Amen. All right. Now get your Bible out. Well, you know me. It takes a lot of courage or no good sense, one or the other, and I got both of them. 1 John. If you don't know where 1 John is, it's right before 2 John. We, in Bible college and seminary, we call it Little John 1, Little John 2, Little John 3. Turn to Little John 1, or little 1 John chapter 4. Little John chapter 4. Stand for the word, reading of the word. There you go. That's better. 1 John, not John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 4, verses 4, or chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Ready? Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For love, God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man, y'all say no man. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Stretch forth your hands this way. Ask God for a special touch. And anointing Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and you are well and you are sitting on your throne and you're walking amongst us also, Father. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless and to anoint, to have your will and your way in our lives. Touch and anoint in a very powerful, powerful way. And we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. You can be seated. Before you get seated, walk around and shake hands with somebody. Walk around and shake hands with somebody. Tell them you're glad to see them. I dare you to find somebody you ain't seen in a while and talk to them. Go ahead. Hey, buddy. How you doing? That's fine. I love it. Hey, baby. You're so sweet. Hey, I'm believing you're going to talk before long. I'm believing it. What's that? Oh, see? It's coming. It's coming. Bye-bye. Oh. Yeah, that's good. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yeah. All right, I want to talk to y'all for just a little while today on a very special subject. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, and we talk about, why do we always talk about on Valentine's Day? Love. The Beatles had a very good song, All You Need Is Love. I'm not sure if they're talking about the kind of love I'm talking about now. There's a bunch of songs from the 60s and the 70s talking about love one another. I don't think it's the one we're talking about today. All right. Today I want to talk to you for just, I'm saying a few minutes. I'm not sure what that means. My watch is not working. All right, ready? Ready? Here we go. A love that makes no sense. Think about it. A love that makes absolutely no sense in this world. Of course, that is the second mile of love, but let's go a little bit further. I want you today, this is a challenge, right? A challenge right out the gate. I want you to open your heart today to a different kind of love. Go ahead and symbolically open up your head. Go ahead, open it up. Just open up your head. And symbolically, open up your heart, okay? All right, we're going to talk about something very special today. It goes way beyond what the world considers love. What the world considers love is first mile love, okay? It's a love that's a reciprocal love. You give it, you get it back. You don't get it back, you don't give it. You know, and there's all kinds of love. We'll talk about a few of them in a minute. But this is a truly second mile love. It's one that is hard to beat. You can't beat this love. So this love is actually a different love, okay? And the reason that it is different is because this is not a Hallmark love. This is not an emotional love. This is not chemistry. This is not compatibility. This is not a temporary affection. This is genuine, holy love. It is a love that if the world could see it, they would fill this church up and every church in this land if they saw the love that we're getting ready to talk about. So the active challenge today is let God redefine love for you. Now, y'all everybody say stretch. Stretch me, God. Say stretch me, God. Stretch me, God. Come on. Stretch me, God. All right. So here we go. Now, Valentine's Day, I love Valentine's Day. I think it's great. It's awesome. That's one of my favorite times of the year. Valentine's Day is a day filled with roses and chocolates and cards and romance and feelings. Feelings, nothing more than feelings. Go ahead and stab me in the heart and get it over. All right. But the Bible, get ready. Do you know that the Bible talks very little? It still talks about it. But when it comes to love, the Bible talks very little about romantic love. Okay? There's eros love, which is romantic love, where we get the word erotic. There's philia love, which is brotherly love, like we have for each other. This is where we get the word Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. There's storge love, which is family love, which is, again, these are all loves. Excuse me. I got a little bronchitis going on. Praise God. I'm going to get it out. Y'all say, come out. Thank you, brother. Thank you. That was sweet, Dylan. Thank you. Now, he's the man. He gave y'all a gift and he gave me a gift. Amen. The cool thing about cough drops is every time you get one, you get some paper too. Thank you. All right. Okay. Eros love. romantic love between a man and a wife only. Filial love between each other. Brotherly love. And storge love. It's a family love. All these loves are reciprocal loves. They're giving, expecting something back. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a very, very deep love. We're talking about love that's bigger, deeper, wider, and more costly. Actually, this love doesn't make sense. To love your enemies, to love those that hate you, to love those that persecute you. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't depend on chemistry, doesn't require compatibility. It doesn't wait for somebody to deserve it. It's a love that comes from God alone. So now look at somebody and say, this love is different. Tell them, this love is different. I won't keep you long today. All right. I knew you said, why don't you go to the doctor? I did go to the doctor. I'm on antibiotics. There's something in my lungs and something in my head. Maybe my brain is trying to grow. I don't know. All right, ready? So, no, it's my sinuses. All right, ready? When I was born, the doctor saw that nose and said, that boy's going to have sinus problem. all right. Let's do some, let's see, remember, love is not a feeling. Listen carefully. God's love is not a feeling. Woo! No. God's love is a source. It says, for love is from who? From God. It says, we don't know this type of love without knowing God. Amen? John says, doesn't say, love is from romance. Love is from attraction. Love is from compatibility. Love is from emotion. John clearly says that this type of love is from God. So let's do a little bit of exegesis here. We talked about it a few weeks ago. Exegesis is when you break down the words in the original language, and I don't always do it, but I'm going to do it for the love, because it's very important that we get this broke down. So love is from God. That word from means out of, originating from, and flowing out of. So this love does not start with you. It flows through you from Him. Amen? Hold on. Let me make something perfectly clear. I'm talking about my head now. All right. You can't pour out what you know. I saw DC and Daniel one day, and they're walking through their little garden they had made, and they had their bucket, and they're dragging their bucket in the dirt. And I said, "What are you doing?" They said, "We're getting ready to water our garden." I said, "How?" They said, "We're going to drag this dirt till we get some water." Guess what? You cannot give what you haven't received. Amen. There's a lot of people dragging the ground trying to get God's love, and you're not getting it because you got to go to the well. So the challenge is, listen to this now. This is hard. I'm going to tell you something right now. This is probably going to be, you think it's sweet, Valentine's message. This is probably going to be one of the, you're going to walk out and go, I wish he hadn't preached this, because now I got to live it. Stop trying to love people out of your own strength. You want a better marriage? Quit loving out your own strength. You want a better friendship? Quit loving out of your own strength. You want a better working relationship? Quit loving out of your own strength. Ask God to fill you first. That's how you love the unlovable. That's how you love your enemies. That's how you love folks that don't want to be loved. Amen? So it's very, very, very important. So I'm getting close. I'm about halfway through now. Somebody go, good. All right, here you go. God's love is not deserved. is given. Verse 10 says, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Listen carefully. God loved you first. God loved you before you were changed. You ready? God loved you when you were unlovable. Now, how can we do that to other people? How can we love them first? How can we love them when they have not changed? How can we love them when they're very unlovable? You gotta have God's love in you. It is so, so important. So let's do some more exegesis here. Ready? Here we go. Okay, let's break her down. I love it. Let's break it down. Here we go. The exegesis is loved is agapeo, which is agape from agape. It means to choose, to act, to sacrifice. To choose, to act, to sacrifice. I promise you, to some people I know, it's a sacrifice to love. There are some people I know that I have to choose to love them because they're driving me up the wall. I know I'm the only one in here. Okay, I'm going to preach to me. What do you think? What do you think, David? I think you're right. Okay. Okay. This is not an emotional love. This is an intentional love. It is the most powerful love in the universe. Okay? This is such a powerful, powerful love. So here's our challenge. Stop trying to earn God's love. Receive it. Rest in it and believe it. Period. End of story. You cannot do enough for God to earn God's love. Rest in it, receive it, and know that God's got you. Tell your neighbor, receive it. Or be louder than that. Come on, receive it. Rest in it. Believe it. All right. Moving right along. I love this. This is so powerful. I love this. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God's love is not a safe love. It's a sacrificial love. You know, we live in a time where people want to play it safe all the time. Always wanting to play it safe. Everything, we got to play it safe. You know, what if God had played it safe? We'd still be sacrificing animals. He sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. And this here is the most unusual part of God's love. Ready? When he chose to love us, he didn't send a card. He didn't send a poem. He didn't send an angel. He didn't send a message, although all those were involved. He sent his son to show us what true love was all about. It was so revolutionary that religion couldn't stand it. It was so revolutionary that his own apostles didn't understand it, wanting to call fire down from heaven and get the Samaritans and wanting to hurt people. And he said, no, 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 no. I'm going to show you what true love is all about. So here it is. We're going to break her down again. Come on here, bro. It's slow, but it's sure. Here it goes. Ready? Propitiation. It's the come on, do it again. It's the sacrifice that satisfies justice. That's what propitiation is. The sacrifice that satisfies judgment. Jesus came as a propitiation for us. Love didn't just feel something. Woo! Love paid something. You know, I heard a story about a firefighter father. He ran into a burning house to save his own daughter. He didn't send anyone else. He went himself, risking his own life to save hers. You see, love doesn't stay at a distance. Love enters the fire. Wow. Here's the challenge. If your love, here it goes. I know some of y'all ain't gonna like it. I didn't the first time years ago. If your love never cost you anything, it's not Christ-like love. Look at somebody and say, put your money where your mouth is. Tell them. Now ask them, can you borrow $5 till next week? Just playing. Put your money where your mouth is. All right, ready? We're almost through. God's love is not private. It's proven. The love of God was made manifest. Verse 9. The love of God is love is not invisible. This love is not silent. This love is not theoretical. This love shows up. Amen. I'm going to give you a story in just a few minutes if I can get through it. I've had to read it 5 times to get through it. Hopefully I'll get through it today. Let's break this down one more time. And I'm getting ready to tell you something in just a minute. That word manifest means to make visible, to reveal, to display publicly. God didn't whisper love. He demonstrated it. Love is proved by presence. Amen. The challenge, here's the challenge. Stop saying you love people. Start showing it. One more time. Y'all help me with, help me. Stop saying you love people and start showing it. Amen? I love it when people show me they love me. Don't just tell me they love me. All right, we're almost there. Almost through this absolute wonderful, wonderful, wonderful true story. God's love is not optional. It's our mandate. If God loved us, we ought to also love one another. John didn't say, listen, John didn't say, try to love one another. Consider loving one another. Think about loving one another. He says, you ought to love one another. The word ought in the Greek means you owe it to one another. You're obligated. You are indebted to God to show this kind of love. We owe love because we receive this kind of love. So here's the challenge. Ready? Don't throw anything at me. Love someone this week who cannot repay you. Help someone, reach out to someone this week that cannot or maybe will not reach back. That's God's love. Amen? Here comes the story in just a second. Get ready. We're just about there. Ready? God's love is not seen in feelings. It's seen in us. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. People don't see God by clouds, although there's clouds are beautiful and he can speak to us, but people don't see God by clouds, or by vision, by angels, by miracles. They see God through your love. Did you know that you are the evidence of God on this earth? When I worked at Procter & Gamble, I got put on a team that the head supervisor, the T4, which was the highest one, he was an atheist. And he didn't want to hear about God. Didn't want anybody to tell him about God. Nobody. Just leave him alone. But when I left to go into full-time ministry, he pulled me to the side. He said, I've got to tell you something before you leave. I said, what is it? He said, until I met you, I did not believe in God. He said, matter of fact, I didn't even want to hear it. He said, but I have to tell you, because I know you and the way you act, I now know God. I never said a word. I never evangelized to him. I just showed him God and prayed for him. And his very last words were, remember, I saw you. I know you. And because I know you, I've seen God. And because I've seen God, I now believe in him. Wow. You know, the challenge is, here's the challenge. Ready? Come on up here. Your love is someone's first sermon. Did you know that? Your love. It was Ralph's. His name was Ralph. The challenge. Be the proof of God's love to someone who doubts his existence. I'm gonna try to get through this, all right? Here we go. This ain't a true story of my hand like this. This is a true, absolute, true story. This story beautifully illustrates what that love that makes no sense looks like in real life. The kind of love Paul described in 1 Corinthians 13, the kind of love that believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Again, the kind of love that makes no sense. Please listen carefully. There was a little boy named Teddy. Teddy wasn't a child teacher celebrated. He was quiet. He was withdrawn. He always seemed a step behind. Year after year, he was pushed from grade to grade. Not because he was striving, but because no one took the time to see him. But one year, Teddy landed in the classroom of Mrs. Thompson, who finally looked a little bit deeper. When she opened his file, she discovered in the first grade, he was bright and full of life. In the second grade, his mother became very sick. In the third grade, his mama died. In the fourth grade, Teddy began slipping through the cracks. Now in the sixth grade, she realizes something. Suddenly, Teddy wasn't a problem. He was a child in pain. And something awakened in her, something that looked a whole lot like agape love, not the love that feels good, not the love that chooses good, but the love that chooses good, not the love that reacts, but the love that acts. Again, a love that makes no sense. She encouraged him. She invested in him. She believed in him when he didn't believe in himself. Christmas came. The students brought shiny gifts wrapped in bows. Teddy brought a wrinkled paper bag. Inside was a half-used bottle of perfume and a bracelet that was missing stones. The class giggled, but the teacher smiled. She dabbed the perfume on her wrist and said, "Teddy, this is beautiful." After class, Teddy whispered, "Miss Thompson, you smell just like my mom used to." She cried after he left, and from that day forward, she not just began teaching him reading and math, she taught Teddy. This is the short version. This is a lot longer. One day later, she received a letter. "Dear Mrs. Thompson, I'm graduating high school. Thank you for believing in me. Love, Teddy." A few years later, "Dear Mrs. Thompson, I'm graduating college with honors. You made a difference. Love, Theodore." And then years later, "Dear Mrs. Thompson, I'm graduating from medical school. Would you sit where my mama would have sat? Love, Dr. Theodore Stoddard." She went. She wore the old bracelet. She dabbed on the perfume because one teacher chose to love with a love that made no sense. The kind of love that sees potential where others see problems. The kind of love that lists instead of labels. The kind of love that reflects the heart of Jesus Christ. You see, the love that makes no sense is a love that sees what others overlook. Jesus saw it in Zacchaeus and the woman at the well. The love that makes no sense steps in when others step away, just like the Good Samaritan. The love that makes no sense believes in people before they believe in themselves, like Jesus did with Peter. The love that makes no sense changes destinies, just like Christ changed ours. Mrs. Thompson didn't just change Teddy's grades. She changed his life. She changed his future. She changed his name from Teddy to Dr. Theodore. That's what that love that makes no sense does. It lifts, it heals, it restores, it transforms. You never know who God has placed in your path. You never know whose future is waiting on your kindness. You never know who needs your encouragement today. Somebody's Teddy is sitting in your life right now, and your love that makes no sense will be the very thing that God uses to rewrite their story. Glory! 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 You see, let God love you first. I want you to tell someone beside you. I want you to read it and tell someone. Ready? You cannot love others until you let God love you. Tell somebody. Now tell them you cannot pour out until you are filled. Now tell them you cannot give what you have not received. Now, DC, I want you to come up here. I want y'all to come to the altar. And I want your prayer to be, God, fill me with your love. Come on up. Come on up to the altar. You ain't got to kneel, bro. You can stand. That's fine. I feel it, bro. All that will come to the altar. I'm going to put a declaration up here, and I want us all to say it together, okay? There's three words that every person in this place needs to know and needs to be able to tell others all the time. God loves you. God loves you. Now, together, let's say this declaration. Ready? Here it goes. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. I am pursued by God. I am filled by God. I will love like God. I will show His love to this world. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every person here right now. Let them see, let them know, let them understand that every last one of them have a power present within them. It's called agape love. It's a love that makes no sense. And if they let God pour it in and they become a conduit to let it flow out, it's amazing the little teddies in this world that can have their life changed. I ask you right now to bless and anoint each person. Lord, let your power and your anointing flow. God, I ask you, Lord, to meet and touch every person and meet every need in their life. I ask you, God, to minister to them. I ask you, God, to touch them. I ask you, God, to meet every need in their life. God, I thank you that we are loved by you, that we are sought by you, that we are held by you, that your love is greater than anything that we can ever hold or we could possess. And I thank you, God. 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 There is none. There is none. There is none like you. And there's no love like the one that doesn't make sense, agape love. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Put your hands up and just thank him. Put your hands up and thank him that he loved you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Okay. Okay. Hold on, let me get your mic. What else?
Stop. I had rheumatic fever. And as I grew older, I didn't gain weight. I couldn't do things. In pain, and you are needing a healing, doesn't matter what kind, physical, mental, emotional, whatever, then believe that God can do it, because he did it to me. When I was 15, I was sitting in front of the TV, and I come from a background of church, but they didn't believe in healing. And when I was sitting there watching Oral Roberts, that's all I could do. I couldn't go out and play like everybody else. And I was sitting there and I was watching Oral Roberts. And at the end of the service, he said, put your hand on my hand on this TV. And he says, don't ask Oral Roberts to heal you. Ask God to heal you. And I felt it go through my body right then and there. I knew that it was there. I went running to tell my parents, and of course, they were a little skeptical because they didn't know what. So they were Southern Baptists, and they didn't believe in that. But I knew it. I went to the doctors that week, and I refused to take the shot that I was supposed to have. So my finally doctor, he said, Frankie, you had x-rays 2 weeks ago. He said, and it showed you still had this problem with your heart. And he said, you need to take the shot. I said, I'm not doing it. That's saying I don't believe God healed me. So he sent me down to the hospital. My parents went down and we had the new x-rays and stuff taken. Brought him back to the doctor's office. And when I walked in his office, he had both things up there, x-rays up there. And I said, well, and he said, Frankie, what did you tell me happened to you? And I told him. And he said, well, there's nothing on this new x-ray. It's healed. It's gone. I never took another shot. The only time I had to ever take anything was when I would go to a dentist, because they would refuse me not taking antibiotics before I went. But God does heal. I had fibromyalgia not long ago, and I went years before my husband Lester died, that I hurt. And he always said, I hope they find out what's wrong with you before I pass away. Well, they didn't, but I finally found a doctor that knew how to help me. I have hardly had any problems with fibromyalgia. I've even got to the point I don't have to take the medicine hardly yet. So I just want you to, if God's speaking to you and you have some kind of pain, hurt, whatever, if you need a healing, believe it, trust him, and claim it.
Well, while the Lord is moving so strong in here, let's all stand up. Everybody stand up. Y'all be antennas. Touch somebody's hand, their finger, something. Person beside, there you go. Grab hands. If you're not comfortable grabbing hands, just point your fingers at them. Repeat after me. Father, we trust you. We know that you have the answer to every problem that we face. We know that you have that love that makes no sense. And we know, God, not only will you fill us with that love, but you can heal us with that love. I ask you right now, Lord, to heal each person in this place. Heal their heart, heal their body, heal their mind, Thank you, God. You're an awesome God. We, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap. One more time, y'all say this with me. I am loved by God. I'm chosen by God. I am pursued by God. I am filled by God. I will love like God. I will show His love to this world. Remember, Ralph, that I can't remember his last name because he was his way up north. He had a real weird Italian name, but Ralph did not believe in God. Don't talk to me about God. And on my way out the door said, I just want you to know, watching you, I now believe in Him. Amen. Let somebody see God in you. Amen. So we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And we get through saying the Lord's Prayer. I ask Brother Wayne to dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.